Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. It is hot. And guess what? Tomorrow is going to be Wednesday, and it's going to be hotter. Yeah, we're like at 92, 93 right now. And tomorrow may very well hit 100. You factor in all the other stuff, according to our pal Matt DiNardo at 8 News. It's going to feel like it's 105 degrees. So, I mean, just be on guard. Be ready for that stuff tomorrow. All sorts of ugly tech news that's broken, right? The guy who's, the CEO over at Telegram, he got arrested. We've got Mark Zuckerberg telling Congress, oh, yeah, the Biden-Harris team, they absolutely, totally wanted us to shut down certain people and limit content and all the rest of that. And there's a lot of other stuff we have to go over as well. But when I talked to Craig Peterson, who is absolutely world-renowned, regarded as one of the best guys in this area, internet security and what have you, and we're just so fortunate that every Tuesday he joins us. We got to talk about this stuff as well. Craig, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, glad to be, Jeff. Yeah, what a week.
Wow. Now, we got to get off to the serious stuff. But before we go to that, are you back home or are you still traveling?
No, I am back. I was up in Toronto last week and went to a conference up there and visited some family. But yeah, I'm back. Let me tell you, Jeff, there is nothing like the feeling I get when I cross the border back into the States. You know, Canada has this law. In fact, it's a declaration of human rights that includes free speech, as long as it's not harmful speech. Right, which originally people were thinking, well, harmful speech. Well, yeah, okay, if I say I'm going to kill someone, that should not be legal, right? And nowadays, you say something that somebody gets a little upset about, you can go to jail or go to camp. That's what happened to my uncle. Well, not really my uncle, but Jordan Peterson, right? Yeah. Where they sent him off to camp, reform camp. Mm-hmm. So I was actually cautious when I was in public about what I was saying, because you can't offend anyone, because that's harmful speech and that's illegal.
Oh, my God. I love Montreal, as you know. I love my smoked meat sandwiches, plou gras. I mean, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But no, I'm not going to live in a place where I have to be afraid to say anything. And I hate to tell you this, Craig, but we got some folks here in the States that want to do exactly the same thing. You know that.
It's crazy. You know, most countries, unfortunately, are like Canada or worse. So Great Britain has come out and said, hey, listen, you say anything bad anywhere in the world, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then the arrest you were just talking about of the founder of Telegram, Pavel Durov, he's a French citizen. Okay. And Telegram, for people who don't know, is a messaging app. It's more popular abroad than it is here in the States. It's used extensively by Russians to find out what's really happening on the front lines in Ukraine. It's been invaluable. In fact, Russia military itself uses Telegram in order to give its orders to the troops out in the field. So it's very, very popular. And it bills itself as private, Jeff, private.
Okay.
So let's dig into this just slightly here. So here he is arriving in France on a private jet with his bodyguard and some woman or another. And he's immediately arrested by French authorities because they're accusing him of all kinds of crimes, right? Money laundering, child pornography, sexual abuse, drug trafficking. It goes on and on and on. So when you dig in behind it, here's the truth. Telegram may say it's private, but it's not encrypted. So it doesn't keep your messages secret unless you go to a hidden menu and you have to click about four times, and then you can turn on encryption from that one conversation. You have to do it with every conversation. that's out there that you want to be in on. So the gold standard is what's called end-to-end encryption.
Right.
And what that means is you send a message here on your device, and it's received on the other device. And if someone in the middle intercepts it for whatever reason, it's useless to them.
Right.
So in Telegram, unless you turn that on for every conversation, all of your messages are going through Telegram and then are stored, apparently, inside Telegram. So here's the reality of what happened. Mr. Durov refused to cooperate with the French authorities because France knows he has copies of these messages from these illegal discussions that took place on Telegram. He refused to hand them over. So let's think about this for a second. Let's say there's some sort of a child sex abuse type stuff. Now, I hate to even think about this, but if that's exchanged and it's not encrypted, it is on his servers. So now his company is in possession of illegal material.
Oh my God.
A mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how would that work? Let's say he were an American citizen in the United States. We have this whole, Section 230 stuff where all the tech people say, hey, you know, we're just like, we're a box over here. You put anything you want in the box. We don't know what you're putting in it, so we can't be held accountable.
Yeah, which is interesting, too, based on what you just said had been revealed by Zuckerberg, right?
Yes.
Section 230 says... If you're not reviewing everything and censoring things, then you're protected here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But as you pointed out, Zuckerberg admitted that he had been. He was doing the beck and call of the Biden-Harris regime.
Incredible. Now, are there any, I would say, legal actions, but let's face it, he was doing it on behalf of the Biden-Harris people, so their DOJ is not going to go after him. What is there to do except say, my God, he's an awful person, and I should probably shut down Facebook, but, you know, I got all the pictures of the puppies and the kids, and I don't want to lose them. You know what I'm saying,
right? Well, let's talk about that for a second, because when we're talking about encryption... And we're talking about Telegram. We know now that by default, it is not encrypted.
Right.
So a lot of people overseas particularly use WhatsApp.
Yep.
And WhatsApp is, again, it's a group messaging thing, and it's really kind of handy.
Yes.
And it is meeting that gold standard of end-to-end encryption. However, it is owned by the Zuck.
Oh.
It is part of the metaverse. Meta, yeah. So I don't trust it, okay?
Wow.
If you have an Apple device, unlike some people, your Apple devices, when you're using iMessage, end-to-end, it is the gold standard. You don't have to do anything. It's always, well, it's been that way for years. Let me put it that way, okay?
Right.
So your messages are encrypted. Signal is another app you can use where, again, it's end-to-end encrypted. It is safe.
Okay.
Now, you're looking at this and we're talking about it, and people might be thinking, oh, well, I'm not worried about that because I'm not doing anything illegal, right? That's the standard line.
Yeah, right.
And that's true. You aren't. But that stuff, those messages from Telegram, those messages anywhere, like on Facebook, are really attracting the hosers like nobody's business. They want to suck up all of your information.
Yep.
Why did Willie Sutton rob banks?
Because
that's where the money was.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's exactly right. I thought it had something to do with public transportation. It was the only thing you could get to. But no, you're right. It was because the money was there. Of course, that's what it was. Yes, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. So where are we going to head with this in terms of, like, WhatsApp? You remind me of that every time, and then it's I forget, and I go back on WhatsApp. And then I look at my WhatsApp messages, and it's like I send a WhatsApp message to my youngest son, who's 10 feet away. Hey, are you ordering something for dinner, right? There's nothing there like, oh, by the way, we need to be like Willie Sutton. We need to rob a bank. We need to blow up a building and we need to hurt people. Just text me back with the instructions, right? There's nothing there like that. It's all pretty banal. Let's pick up light cream on the way home for the coffee. What is my exposure there? Why am I in danger if, God forbid, some awful human being gets a hold of that? Is it just the stuff they get on the end?
Well, one of the new marketplaces that's come up in the last few years for the bad guys is information about people and businesses.
Social engineering?
For instance, if you're saying, hey, we're going to the Bahamas. Oh, this is great. Where are we going to go? Okay, we'll be there from August 27th through September 30th because it's way cooler than where we are.
Right.
And so now that information is out there. So there is a market now where, again, these hosers are sucking up as much data as they can about people and about businesses and are selling that to say, even home invaders, this is the time to go after them. One of the biggest crimes that I remember when I was doing this stuff with the FBI and the training for InfraGuard that came up was a company whose CEO had left town. And they knew that, in fact, that he'd gone to the Bahamas with his family.
Okay.
And so an enterprising young woman in Eastern Europe found all of this information out. And she ended up finding out, she linked into him on Facebook, right? Hey, we both went to Harvard. Isn't this great, right?
Yeah.
And so she had a communications channel with the guy. He was gone. She pretended she was his wife, called up the company that provided his email services, crying, and in fact, in the background, was using YouTube videos that you can play the 6 hours of babies crying. Okay,
oh, no.
And he's supposed to get this job offer, and I got to get into his email, and blah 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 blah. $45 million sucked out of his business operating account.
Wow! Oh my gosh!
That's what matters, right?
That
you
does.
Say, well, we're planning a vacation. No, if they get their hands on that information, now hopefully they won't, right? Hopefully WhatsApp is what Meta says it is, and Zuckerberg isn't listening in and keeping track of that stuff. But we're way too free with our information, Jeff.
Well, I got to ask you then, and before I do, let me remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us. Craig is just a brilliant guy and world-renowned expert on these issues, internet security, and how you and I can stay a little bit safer online. CraigPeterson.com is the website. I would urge you to get signed up for the free newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. You have in this week's newsletter something about this, DNS filtering. And as per usual, I have to be honest with you, I'm thinking, well, I don't even know what that is. But the second part of it I understood, right? Filtering for a safer internet experience. So what does that mean? What do I do? What, number one, what is DNS? And do I need it? And how do I get it?
Well, DNS is the address book for the internet. So if you're trying to go to google.com, for instance, you need an address because everything on the internet has an address. So DNS will take the name and give you back the address. And then your browser actually uses the address to get there. So the bad guys have been fooling around with the DNS system. But this week's article is talking about how you can stop about 95% of ransomware for your home or your small business and how to do it, right? Step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And the real trick here is that when the bad guys get bad software on your computer, the first thing they do is call home. And they say, okay, I'm running on this computer. What do you want me to do? So they need to look up home's internet address. So they use DNS. So if you're using a phone book that doesn't have those addresses in it, the bad guys aren't going to be able to call home and you're not going to get ransomware. It's that simple.
Okay. All right, so can you suggest a website or 10 that I should probably look at to protect myself?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you want to check to see if you've had your data stolen, it's haveibeenpwned.com. Haveibeenpwned, PWNED.com. And you can look up your email there and see where it might have been leaked. Okay. And if you want to do this DNS thing, which I advise everybody to do, okay, for homes, you can just go to OpenDNS. That's the name of it, OpenDNS.com. Okay. And I've got full instructions in this week's newsletter.
All right. So opendns.com. And, you know, I'm in this weird situation. Like right now in front of me is the company laptop. I don't put anything on there. Right. It's not my laptop. It's business. It's an operation for a couple of hours a day. And, you know, hopefully it's all protected. But again, it's not mine. So it is what it is. But I go back inside the house, man. I got to protect my laptop. And that I'm worried about. So opendns.com would be the suggested first step.
Exactly. And that's huge. That's like better than 95% of ransomware will be stopped just by doing that.
I love it. All right. Well, Craig, we're over time as always. I thank you so much for joining us as you do each and every week. You just bring tremendous information. CraigPeterson.com, of course, is your website. Right there when they go to the website and everybody gets signed up for your free newsletter, CraigPeterson.com. I will look forward to chatting with you next week, my friend.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir. That is Craig Peterson. If you're not signed up for Craig's newsletter, please, honest to goodness, jump online, take 2 minutes, and go to CraigPeterson.com. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com